2 years after one of the worst mine disasters in Canada's history, mine officials in British Columbia are rolling out new codes that aim to prevent a repeat. They say the new codes will improve safety, prevent disasters like the Mount Polley tailings dam failure in 2014, and increase transparency. BC officials announced the changes Wednesday afternoon. They followed all of the recommendations from an independent expert review panel. Bill Bennett, BC's Minister of Energy and Mines, says the changes include updated design standards and management for tailings storage facilities, or TSFs.
These changes ensure that the mining code now includes design standards for TSFs that are tailored to the particular conditions encountered in BC. The changes for TSFs and dam safety emphasize the protection of the public and the environment.
TSFs hold all of the waste from a mine. The independent review found the poor design and build of Mount Polley's TSF were the key failures that led to the release of acidic rocks and toxic materials into waterways. Chief Inspector of Mines Al Hoffman says the goal is to prevent big disasters from happening again.
This is an area that we didn't see as a significant risk, but the mining industry didn't see as a significant risk, but we realize that it's there now. And we've worked very hard on these code revisions, and I think that we've filled in a lot of those cracks, so it's very unlikely that it would happen again.
Other changes include creating independent tailings review boards, updating the permit applications process, and posting all inspection documents and board activity overviews online. Officials are planning to address more than a dozen recommendations from another report by the end of the year. Guy Archibald is with the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. He says that while the code changes are good, there's still work to be done, especially when it comes to transboundary issues.
We do need international oversight for these mines. These are international waters. They're international fish and wildlife. They don't respect that line on the map. And the tribes have relatives on both sides of that border.
He says in the future, he'd like to see more collaboration with people in Alaska. The Mount Polley mine will open again next month.